Having lost the political argument, leftists are desperately clinging to this idea that they have the monopoly on cool, and that no countercultural movement could ever be created by the right. In fact, I've never seen so many members of the lefty Twitterati so triggered as when I tweeted, "Conservatism is the new counterculture." So I tweeted it again, and again, and again. And again, seriously, I know the word triggered gets overused now, but this was a deluge of bullhead. What are they so afraid of? Well, as Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. Most young people who aren't paying attention to the news get their opinions from celebrities. Hollywood and the entertainment industry viciously polices the boundaries of accepted opinion, so that anyone who strays from the leftist orthodoxy is ostracized and excommunicated. They're all for diversity. Until it comes to diversity of thoughts. And that's why celebrities are so fucking boring. None of them dare express an original opinion. Because if they did, they'd be hounded out of a career by their intolerant peers. I mean, look at Eminem. He used to be happy to offend absolutely everyone. Christians, lesbians, feminists, the gay lobby. Now he's calling Donald Trump a bitch. Oh, how daring. That's so controversial. I mean, it's not like every other virtue-signaling twat in Hollywood and the music industry is doing exactly the same thing, is it? But the left is starting to lose their omnipotent control of counterculture. Why? Well, counterculture used to be intrinsically leftist because the right had political power. It was a natural counterbalance. So up until very recently, the right had been getting its ass kicked in the culture war for decades. So now we have a whole new generation emerging who have no memory whatsoever of the right being in political power or having any dominance in the culture. All they've experienced is the left's total domination of the culture war and their intellectual intolerance of anyone who goes against the grain. So for teenagers and 20-somethings, all they've ever known is having dominant culture fed to them by the left. So it comes down to this, you can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. That's why conservatism, or a particular brand of it, is becoming the new counterculture. It's a natural progression. And you can see this new phenomenon beginning to emerge when you look at Generation Z. Teenagers born after the year 2000 are the most conservative generation since World War II. 14% of 14 and 15-year-olds said they had a conservative outlook, compared to 2% of millennials and just 1% of Gen Xers. That's a huge difference, and it's only going to grow. We're repping Generation Z. The tsunami of positive messages I get from teenagers every single day telling me, how was my videos that turned them from being a social justice warrior, a Black Lives Matter supporter, to becoming a conservative, is staggering. They're sick to the back teeth of being forced to sit in classes about gender studies or colonialism, and browbeating about their original sin of being male, being white, or being the Western. Young people are rebelling against this stifling, safe-space, trigger-warning, PC attitude in droves. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Why? Because progressives are the new Puritans. They're completely joyless and authoritarian. In the 1970s, the Christian right protested to try and shut down Sex Pistols concerts. They called on radio stations, venues, and TV networks to no platform the Pistols because they found them offensive. In 2017, it's the politically correct obsessed left that campaigns and riots to no platform and shut down